Hi everyone, this is Jared Hewitt, and today in whatever space you're in, I have a question to ask you, and that question goes directly to the heart of creation, of living, of expansion, of opening to new dimensions, of opening to new aspects of self, of seeing energy, feeling energy, creating abundance, feeling healthy, feeling joyful, bringing vitality back into your life. That question is, can it be easy? Now, I phrase it that way because oftentimes if we were to say, is it easy? We would probably say no. We have stories about the difficulties that we've had in our life. We have difficulties about our past traumas. We have the stories about how those traumas affected every choice that we've made since they occurred. We have stories about our finances, about what we can do to open to money, to open to flow. We have stories about relationships, what we have to do or be, how we have to look or act, the relationship that we have not just with our significant others, but with the world itself. It's as if we feel oftentimes that we have to play a character that does not resonate with who we truly desire to be, yet it feels like life's stories have sort of conspired to put us into a role that oftentimes we would like to change, we'd like to rewrite. And I'd like to ask you right now, if the universe were to open up and a golden pen were to simply float into your reality, and this magical golden pen had the ability to manifest whatever you wrote down, what would you begin to write? What new stories would you write for your life, knowing that there were no pages in this book prior to this story? Whatever you write down, you're writing a fresh story right now. You're creating a fresh story. And oftentimes we talk about releasing of stories, and the stories that we want to release are the ones that no longer serve, are the ones that have kept us in lack or have kept us in limitation. And as we define as being human, as we move into the definition of physicality, as the light itself comes down from, we move from all of the higher realms and dimensions through the 11th, 10th, going in through the Palladian gateways, down into the Arcturian vortexes, into the fifth dimension of the open heart. As that light becomes manifest, the vibratory signature of that light becomes dense, dense meaning physical. And all of that physical energy has an energetic vibration to it. It has a sound. You can actually listen to the sound of space. You can listen to the sound of the molecules and the neurons moving around. You can listen to the sound of a table. You can listen to the sound of grass. You can listen to the sound of laughter. Every single thing in our universe has a frequency, meaning everything has a discernible energy pattern, and at one level, that energy pattern is sound. We can literally hear the harmonics of the universe. So with this golden pen, what would you choose to write into your life? It may be that you are desiring more money. It may be that you are desiring health. It may be that you're desiring to open up your gifts, open your heart, open your third eye in new ways, allowing that energy of the heart to soar through the throat where you can express it, and the pituitary pineal glands, where you can begin to merge those spaces that begin to bring the light into physicality, that begin to manifest and send that out through your third eye, that you begin to physically create it, physically see yourself stepping into that new space, moving up all the way through the crown chakra and flowing through your energy body, allowing you to connect to source in a brand new way. And as above, so below. So we begin to move that energy down from the heart through the solar plexus, opening you up to feeling empowered by your creation, moving it down through the navel, disconnecting any cords that maybe you were feeding off of or were feeding off of you, filling that space with the golden light of pure source energy, moving that down through the root chakra, letting go of any old past trauma or stories about what you had to be or do or have to create the you you've always desired, to live your dream. And we'll let that energy flow down through the legs, allowing you to open up to stepping forward into your own light, stepping forward into this new role of all you desire. And what I'd like to share with you today is a track And this track is music that is serving as the vehicle for a very massive amount of energy, a frequency flowing underneath it. And just like we would do energy work on a call, just like when you experience meditation, or maybe you're wanting to open up to those experiences, this is that energy. This is that energy of opening you up. And it's all about that question I asked of, can it be easy? Which helps you to let go of the stories. It helps you to also let go of the projections of what you expect to receive or experience in the world, what you expect to encounter in the forms of resistance, in the forms of a yes or a no, what you expect to encounter in the forms of judgment. It helps to release all of those things and allow you to move into a space where you begin to vibrate in a pattern of, yes, life is easy, creation is easy. And as you do that, it's as if you had, use the example of rotten milk in the refrigerator, and you began pouring that into the cereal, and you realized that there was something not quite right with the makeup of that milk, and so you got some fresh milk, and you began to pour it into the cereal, yet no matter how much fresh milk you poured in, that rotten milk, it still flavored the cereal, it was still there. And what energy does, what the frequencies do, are they help you begin to pour out all of the old and fill that bowl with new ingredients so that you're no longer creating from those old habits, from those old stories, from those old ingredients. It's as if you had soup. And that's what we are. We are, in a way, vibrational, energetic soup. And everything that we add to our pot, if we are unconsciously creating, all of that begins to affect us. It's like going into a crowded store where you suddenly feel a vibration of, ugh, you feel anxious. You feel the vibration of everyone around you. And what these tracks do is help bring you back into your own space. We've often had that experience as well of going into a very calming, soothing space. And we feel that calm. That calm is transferable. It's palpable. That's energy. That's frequency. And so what we're doing with these tracks is not only filling your space with that energy, but re-encoding you, opening up those vortexes in you, opening up those gateways of manifestation, of love, of joy, of freedom, of passion, of finding yourself, finding your gifts, finding what it is you were put on this planet to do, as well as connecting you into all of the spaces and places beyond, moving into the Arcturian energies of knowing the self at a much deeper level, that observer consciousness where the thy will and my will, the will of the one energy and the will of myself begin to align through divine love so that life begins to bless me in new ways, miracles begin to become the norm, and we move on out into the eighth and ninth dimensional spaces of the Palladian energy, which is all about self-love, realizing that we are not our stories, that we are simply energy in motion. And once we can expand out into that, we also ground and root that into the physical. We open ourselves up to manifesting in new ways. We actually become a vessel of light, yet that light is able to manifest in the physical world so that we are able to create miracles. And so what I'd like you to do now is simply take a deep breath and connect out with sound, letting whatever resistance you might have to your physical space or your body, it's okay, let it be there, but just allow that to start melting away as we begin to experience the energy underneath this beautiful track, which is all about saying yes to the question, can it be easy? Here we go. Just feel into the energy of having been given that golden pen, so that no matter what your mind says, no matter what your stories present as, you can write a new story in every single moment. It's as if you can press pause, or as the director of the movie, stop the movie in live time and begin to write something new. That's what this energy is all about. And that's in a big way what 2018 is all about. It's about creating your new story. It's about shedding the stories you no longer enjoy and embracing a new story that allows you to be abundant and joyful and healthy and vital and enjoy your relationships. Let go of the suffering. We weren't put on this planet to suffer. We weren't put here to learn lessons. Yes, lessons help us open up to the knowingness of all that is. Yet there's an easier way. And that's what this is about. It's about understanding that energy is easy and energy is the answer. And you are that energy. And as you begin to open that energy to being supported in new ways, we have a whole new set of 59 tracks. You get one a week for the entire year, allowing you to stay focused, to stay connected. And if you'd like, you can also have them all at once. And you can use both options, where you get them all at once so you can listen all week, all month, all year, yet also receive them week by week by week, allowing the synchronicities to build. And that's my goal, is that everyone be able to experience this energy, experience this shift in every facet of life, in every subject of life, opening you to subjects you didn't even know were available, giving you new opportunities, giving you new possibilities and new potentials to fulfill in your life, so that this can be your best year ever. So with that said, whenever you come to that moment of choice, remember to consciously ask yourself, can it be easy? And if you'll drop into your heart in that moment and bring these frequencies in, the answer will be a resounding yes. With lots of love and lots of gratitude and lots of joy beaming to you wherever you may be, this is Jared Hewitt saying namaste.